Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning, both of you.
Good morning. No, I think that's you and me.
Oh, is it? All right, cool. Literally not a living soul watching. Anyway, good morning, and a special open access available to all, just so that people can see the kind of magic that they're missing. Good morning, yeah. Cousin Davey. And
good morning.
Welcome to the podcast on a Thursday. Everything's topsy-turvy today.
I just don't know where I am.
I don't know why I am.
I don't know who you are.
And if for some reason you've never listened to a Friday show before, this is my cousin Davey. He can be your cousin Davey too. We're doing audio oddities. It's this thing that we do. Weird troves of peculiar
weird
sounds.
Troves. Oh, we're coming up with some good new slogans for it.
Yeah, well, that's weird troves. That's what desperation will do for you. So, yeah. Should I hear the clue?
So, first of all, how are you?
Oh God, I'm fine. I had paid work yesterday, which was very exciting.
Right? Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah, I had to do an impression of Ian Sterling, and it wasn't very good. The guy who does Love Island.
Oh, that's quite hard. Was that the brief?
Well, it was quite
or
a
was
long.
That just your idea?
No, it was the brief. You're kidding. You can't do that anymore. But what I discovered, it was quite a long session. It was 2 hours. It was a 2 hour long session. The best way to do an impression of Ian Sterling is to shout for 2 hours.
Right.
And then you are just bang on.
Right.
So sadly, it was only like the last link that was particularly good. But
but it's not one of those situations where you do it and then you have to do it 300 different ways. And then...
No, they were very much
they go,
like,
actually, the first one was good.
Yeah. No, they were just like, that's fine. Let's move on. So, yeah. Yeah, let's. Thumbing my way through a small sheaf of paper. Yeah, let's. Let's move on.
Wow. Well, that's quite good though, because that that work kind of ties in a little bit to what we've got today.
No way.
So let's have a listen to the clue,
yeah.
And we'll have an idea.
Okay, here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. You can hear it. I can't. It's that one again, isn't it? Because it's being an absolute joke. Hang on, I know why. Wait a minute. Click on live.
It's all you have in every
for mash get
way down deep in the middle of the
biscuit join our
fried onion rings.
The milky bar kid is
frightened sometimes.
Only the crawliest
fruit and nut cake.
How come everything around you is so soft and
just enough?
We want the red stripes, but that's all right.
Why are you beavering around?
Choo 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 the caramel.
No go go go.
That's an amazing montage.
Yeah.
Is the theme racist adverts?
Well, that would fill a whole episode. But
yeah,
that's a little bit
to choose from.
It's a bit too specific. I've gone a bit vaguer. So yes, that was obviously it's adverts. We're having a break. having a breakdown.
Of course.
Where,
yeah.
So I don't know how this will work in terms of... So I've got some interesting audio. I mean, the thing is, right?
Yeah.
Adverts. There's still songs written for adverts, aren't there?
I had a go at one the other week.
Did you? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like maybe it's a different level, different quality to the songs these days.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that it's better. I'm saying it's worse, basically.
Are you?
Yeah. I think that, you know, way back in the days of advertising, you know, being like massive.
Yeah.
I think that there was some really interesting stuff being made.
I agree.
And
can I play you a demonstration of what I think almost every advert theme music sounds like right now?
Yes.
We've got Glockenspiels and ukuleles. It's that.
It is CFG. That.
Yeah. And maybe a bit of whistling just to make it super jaunty.
Yeah.
And everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
From Serial to Kiltech Defense Industries. It's all that.
Well, I've got some interesting stuff. I've got some interesting advert music from way back, from earlier. So that we just had, obviously, that was a montage of adverts that would be very familiar to you and me, both being, you know, around the time when we were children, when we were 20, now we're 24. That was obviously a montage of stuff. And if anybody wants to have a guess at everything in that.
Oh, wow.
Please do try, and I want everything in order.
That's a great idea.
There's a lot of stuff in there that's very easy, but there's some stuff in there that's a little bit...
That's a really fun quiz, and the winner will take home 10,000 bacteria swabbed from the head of David.
Oh, thanks.
Quite relieved at where that finished.
Yeah, you do that in your improvising, don't you? I remember when we were on the radio together, and
the terror. Go on.
You had that thing that you were doing at some points of going, we're gonna have fun. Do you remember this? And you said, we're gonna have fun. That's
no, you don't know. I was very young.
Although one time, you chose the wrong last letter. and we both looked at each other and went, "Oops."
Jem is watching on YouTube, and well done to him because it's 7 o'clock in the morning at the time of recording. It says that musical style would definitely work for GBB's adverts, as in adverts for GBB's, not the rapidly reducing advertisers on GBBs. I feel like it's getting darker. I had a quick look at it this morning.
Yeah,
it's just so dark.
As in visually.
honestly, just open the iris. Like, it's so dark.
Wow. Do you think maybe it's the cameras are quite old and they're just gradually?
It's like you're watching it through the eye of a dying elephant. It's just slowly closing and darkening.
Now that's a slogan. That is a slogan.
Like watching the world through the eye of a dying elephant.
That's good. Yeah. That is good. Okay, so let's have a first joke. A lot of the stuff we've got today is from the giants of the soft drinks world. And one of the things I thought is, I don't know quite how we deal with this. I mean, these are old, okay?
Yeah.
But essentially, we are playing adverts. So does that mean that we now are sponsored by? I don't know.
Yes.
You okay?
Absolutely.
So first of all, we're going to have a song. Now, the cola company.
A cola company.
They did a lot of songs. And a lot of famous people did songs for them. And so we're going to have something by this band here.
Do you know? Yes.
Yes. Come on.
Run DMC, I think. Who are they?
They are the Fifth Dimension.
Of course they are. What should we call ourselves? There's five of us.
And we take things to another dimension.
Yeah.
They are popular music vocal group. Their repertoire.
Why?
Includes...
There are no photos anymore. What was the last photo to be taken of an artist standing slightly side on with their hand offered out as if they're offering you some bird seed?
Yeah. And here I am. Yeah. That's the thing.
Can I have money? By the way, Jem says, GBBs, like developing glaucoma in real time. That's another good slogan. I like that.
Wow. So you've got more. Coming. You've got lots of material now for your musical that you're still obviously...
Oh, God, please don't. Oh, God.
sorry. Yeah. Triggering. No. No, okay, back to the fifth dimension, right?
Mm.
Their repertoire is listed as pop, R&B, soul, jazz, light opera, and Broadway.
Crikey.
And that's referred to as Champagne Soul.
And Champagne Soul.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you know what Champagne Soul is because actually the Fifth Dimension, the one song that they're particularly famous for is... Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I love that song.
It's that sound.
That's beautiful.
It's a specific sound, isn't it? So obviously, the cola company thought, we want that sound.
Yes. It's fresh, it's hot, it's what all the kids are getting off on.
It's what the kids are getting off on. I'm not sure when this is from. I'm guessing the end of the 60s because that's when they're around. But this is a beautiful song. I prefer this to, you know, I'd like to buy the world a cola and all of the other ones. I mean, the thing is, I'm talking about this now because there's new version of old cola songs. Recently been released. There's Thundercat has done a version of an old song. Do you know Thundercat?
Yeah. You've featured them before, I think.
No, I haven't. No.
Thundercat. It's a really vivid dream.
Thundercat is a bass player, singer, artist. He's very groovy.
He can't be as groovy as the Fifth Dimension.
He's not. Let's have a listen to the Fifth Dimension.
All right. This is good. Here we go.
It's a great golden day, getting better by the minute. Makes you glad you're living in it. What a great happy time! It's a day that's made for sitting on a sea of friends. It's a day for drinking cold glass after glass.
Okay, that's a relief.
Yes.
Dimension having a golden day with Coke.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, that's courageous. I mean, that was a great sort of trope of theirs to, we're starting mellow and we're starting in a low octave.
Yeah.
We've got up an octave and it's really exciting. But then to go, and we'll go up another. God, that's really cool. I mean, that's, wow, man.
Yeah, that was their pattern. Yeah, definitely. It's good though, isn't it? It's nice. I like the feeling of that one. interestingly, looking up about cola, did you know about the Spanish company that created Cola Coca in about the year before what we're talking about?
Right.
Yeah. So
Cola Coca.
Yeah, Cola
really?
Coca. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of
what
the
are the chances?
Yeah. Well, basically,
and do you remember there was a South American company that did a chilled parrot's sexual organs? It was called Cloaca. Do you remember?
Cloaca Cola.
Cloaca Cola.
Yeah. That was good. Cola Coca. This is quite hard to say that now. From Spain was. Yeah. I mean, the thing is that it was obviously a thing going around of take the grated cola nut, blend it with some coca leaves, and I think actually the description of the Spanish one was cola nut and herbs blended with alcohol, let them mature in a clay jug for a month.
Woof.
What happens then is a secret.
And long so. May. Yes, exactly. There was that other one, wasn't there, as well, of indigenous animals from Australia with mental health issues. It's loco koala, but you couldn't call it that nowadays. You couldn't.
No, that's why that's been discontinued.
Yeah. Can't say anything anymore.
I'd like GPDs to know that I am available. I am available.
So we're gonna come back to some soft drink stuff, but right now, we're gonna go to another American staple. I've got some. These are mainly American because I feel like the home of advertising was America.
Oh yeah.
But we've got some interesting English ones in the bonus podcast if you subscribe.
There you go.
So, but next we've got an advert for this company. That's a good picture, isn't it?
That's fantastic. That's the angle you want. Check out that cowboy's butt. Levi's, rugged as the men who wear them. He doesn't look rugged. He looks ready.
It's a really interesting choice. Do you feel like when they were showing the different choices of like, you know, well, we got one from the front of him getting on the horse.
Hmm.
No,
showing off the Levi's. Wow.
One that's obviously
I've
got to
see more Levi's, guys. Oh, yeah, I can see the Levi's now. Oh, God, yeah. Jen, by the way, says regarding the Spanish Clarica Cola, what happens then is a secret
due to various ongoing court appointments.
And yeah, this is... Boom. Sound of the like the cork coming out.
Yeah. So no, actually, yeah, in 1953, as the other cola company grew, obviously they bought
Cola Coca.
Yeah.
Discovered the secret.
Yes.
They had to know.
Oh, that's why it tastes.
Yeah. Darren watching on YouTube says, that cowboy looks like he's breaking wind. That's how they got on the horse, I think, isn't it? It was the slight lift you got. Helped you mount.
I like that. Well, so this advert is from 1972. And this is another callback. It's funny, isn't it? When you start looking at all sorts of audio stuff, it's like, it's all related. Everyone's like doing things that relate to other people.
Everything's everything.
Everyone's doing copies of things. And like, so one of the things, obviously that last one was an original song.
Yes.
I think it was. And this one is, so sometimes it would be like, what's a popular song at the moment? Let's do a pastiche of that.
Yeah.
So this one, a popular song at the time was Mule Skinner Blues, which we have talked about.
Yes.
Because we had Batman's version, the Bat Skinner. Mm. And so the kind of slightly odd, quirky, laughy, yodeling style was very popular. So they thought, let's do that for Levi's.
Yeah. Of course, that's come back for a Domino's Pizza advert lately. Yodeling is back, kids.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, I wonder if that's because of the viral video from flipping decades ago.
Ah.
With the, because that's sort of a yodely thing, isn't it?
Probably.
But let's have a listen to the Levi's song. It's catchy. I mean, they're all catchy, obviously. Yeah.
Good morning, world.
All right.
Good morning to you. Well, I'm wearing my Levi's.
A pair of slightly too tight Levi's. That's not a good advert. It's not a good.
You can imagine that one and the picture doing that song, can't you?
Yeah. That's a terrible idea.
As he gets onto the wrong part of the saddle. So Levi Strauss, obviously a big American firm originally from Buttenheim, Bavaria.
I'm sorry, Buttenheim.
I'm saying Buttenheim.
I'm saying Buttenheim.
Say Buttenheim.
I've never known a city have nominative determinism before.
Well, here it is.
Well, there now. Then
you have.
Yeah.
So, So we're going to go back to some soft drinks.
My brain is kind of going, there must be a place called Penis Town. I'm now trying to think of another town that could have. I can't. Let's press
on. I'm sure the watchers will have some suggestions. Yeah.
Well, Jem says, Thomas, his son, says he's not convinced to buy Levi jeans from that advert.
Really?
Julie simply says, Skinner, Batman. Thank you, Julie. It is early, isn't it? Right.
Okay, so we're going to go back to soft drinks again. And we're going back to the same company, different drink. Oh, hello. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Sprite.
That's really weird. I was going to say that.
No way.
Oh, we've merged too much.
So what does
there's no dynamic anymore.
Naturally tart.
All right. Wow.
So this is an advert.
At least there's no comma in there, right?
Yeah.
Naturally tart.
So Sprite from the Cola Coca company. Originally again, from West Germany. A lot of these things, generally, from Europe, really. Mm. 1959 in West Germany, it was called Fanta Clara Citron. And then America bought it and called it Sprite.
I'm going to do that thing where I make you fill while I actually let my family in who are locked outside. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. Yes.
I'll be right back.
That's completely fine. I'm happy to fill. I can't tell you anything more about Sprite. Actually, no, could I? I wrote down some more, but it's really not very interesting. Comes in multiple flavours. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Have you, anybody, ever done those machines where you put in... you can choose any flavour you like. Have you seen those? You know, there's the cola machines, and you can put in like peach, or you just choose whatever flavour you like, and you can make really disgusting ones.
We back.
Yes. I was just talking about the... Have you ever done those machines where you can choose what flavour you'd like? As in, like, it's
a soda stream.
No. From the cola company, from Cola Coca, you can... There's a massive machine, and it's got a touch screen. And
what?
You can... Yeah. And you can go, oh, I want mine to taste of peach and vanilla and ginger and any of that. And it basically will give you that flavour.
What sorcery is this?
Have you not seen those? They're great.
Earthman, you speak of such things.
But you can put in like, you know, like 10 different flavours, and then it's like, yeah, it tastes like nothing now. It's disgusting.
Julie says, yes, great flavour.
Grape, yeah.
I think what you're talking about...
I think what
you're
find...
Let me cousin-splain to you. I think what you mean is...
Yes.
When you go to Pizza Hut in the early 90s and there's endless Cokes and you go, I'm going to have a Coke here, and you fill it up from the little fountain, and then you go, oh, I'm going to have a splash of Fanta in there and maybe a little bit of Sprite. That's what you're talking about.
Well, that is basically what it is, but it's all automated now with a touch screen. And
this
you can
insane.
Choose.
Insane. What?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've had some really...
More.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. There's certain places like, you know, cinemas and
oh,
places like...
cinemas.
Cinematogram.
Yeah.
No,
some of us are still having to stick our head through a cardboard box with a hole cut in it to try to keep the family going.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love.
Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So listen, okay,
listen.
We've got an advert here. Now this is another approach in advertising. There's a few obviously tropes on there, but this approach is from a record which is labelled the 1963 Radio Commercials Festival.
Oh wow!
And it's got like the competitors and the winners. And I'm not sure if this was there.
It was
winner.
Incredible.
He's a Canadian radio commercials,
right?
And here's one for Sprite and. They've chosen to break it down for us. It's like, well, how do we make a commercial?
Oh nice. Okay.
Maybe if we just do
Let's suppose you just come up with a new soft drink. A tart and tingling soft drink.
Oh, yeah.
Clear and brisk and bubbly, and it was called Sprite.
Yeah?
How could you let anyone know what it tasted like?
I don't know.
Short of making them buy a bottle.
Yeah, okay.
Well, one way would be with music.
Oh. Okay.
Tart and tingling, you could describe like this. Clear and brisk, like this. Bright and bubbly, this way. And then you could add some words, mix it all together, and this is what you'd get.
Clear and light, tart and tingling.
Icy bright,
tart and tingling.
Brisk
and breezy, clear and teasy. Taste the tingling tartness of Sprite, Sprite. Sprinkling, sparkling Sprite.
Now you know what Sprite tastes like. Tart and tingling. Try it. It's from the Coca-Cola Company.
Oh, it's fine. just say that. You don't need to put tape delay on a...
No, exactly.
Piano.
They were having fun, weren't they?
Yeah.
But tart and tingly and tasty. I mean, they were they're going with their alliteration, weren't they? Tingly, tempty, tasty, tart.
Yeah.
And ting, tarting.
Tingly. See, I would have... Nowadays, brand synergy, you know, that kind of thing, you would want the alliteration to work with Sprite. So you'd be
yes,
springy, sprinkly, and spanky or something, you know.
Spray on.
Yeah. Jem, who may have passed out at some point in that. What's a tingling tart? Who's a tingling tart? You what?
Yeah, tart naturally. Naturally tart.
Naturally.
Do you know what though, actually? All of those words that describe it, which they say that now you know what it tastes like, it doesn't taste like that at all. It's not. It's not tart in any way. It's really sweet.
Carbonated water, citric acid and sugar. That end.
I mean, you know, it's all right. I mean, you know, I'm not going to, like, you know, bad mouth it. But listen.
Don't bad mouth it. It's fantastic.
So now I've got one of the reasons why we're doing this theme is because Neil obviously has sent me so many things.
Thanks, Neil.
You know, it is great. And I've got a couple of things from Neil in this one. We've got one in the bonus podcast. But another one is, so another thing that advertising companies do is that, like, okay, if you can't write your own song, okay, fair enough. If you can't do a pastiche of a song, okay, what about, like, just taking a song that already exists?
Just take it.
And change the words, okay?
Yeah.
Might as well do that.
Make it better.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what they've done in this next one. And this next one is for... my fingers are not responsive, excuse me. For British Gas.
Yes.
It's for... see, now that's when they had a good logo character.
Yeah, I like that. It's literally just the blue flame with an absolutely classic. Did you say 50s or 60s or 70s?
I don't know when
It's obviously not classic because I can't locate the decade. So I'm talking out my... It's a lot of gas coming out of here.
But this is from... this is from 95, this
what?
Advert. This is a radio advert.
Okay.
For British Gas X Display Stock. How do you make that sexy? I tell you how you make that sexy.
Run DMC.
No, have a listen to it.
Okay.
I'm an X-Display buyer, an X-Display buyer. I'm cheaper by far. And I'm an X-Display cooker, an X-Display cooker. A sexy buyer.
I'm an old model, you know what I mean. And I've done my little turn in the gas shop.
Wow.
Gas shop. Yes, I'm the old stock. Better hurry, we're a bargain in the gas shop.
British Gas have a new product range. Send X Display cookers and fryers at bargain prices while stocks last. Free phone 0800 850 900 for your nearest gas shop. Go on, turn an old model on.
You've been out, you've bought your prawn shapers and your Sprite in Boots as part of the meal deal. You chose Quavers today because you wanted a treat. You've got to get something together for the pitch. And that's what you write.
Yeah.
And they went for it.
They were. And you come home going, you never believe what they said yes to.
I'm an ex-display fire.
Yeah. It's
everything about that is so perfect.
Well.
Yeah, it's perfect. Jem observes that was a quarter of a century ago.
Yeah.
Just make that point.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, that
and
so that's
just not enough.
Horrifying.
Not enough.
And that, exactly. It's horrifying in so many ways.
Right, so Fred, though, staying wonderfully relevant on Twitter. I don't know if you've been following them.
They've not.
They're too sexy for their mask.
Are
too
they?
Sexy for their jabs. Too sexy.
Have they made an appearance on GB News yet?
It feels they like will. I promise you. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
So listen, I'm going to clean the palate because actually I feel like we need another drink. And,
God, yeah.
And we also need to go back because 95, that's
fresh.
Obviously not that's long ago
fresh.
Enough.
No.
So we need to go back. So we're going to look at this company. It's not the Cola Coke company.
No. Oh, it's the Cola Pepsi.
Tempty Tasty. Cola Pepsi. Yeah, so Cola Pepsi, very much sort of the same time. You know why it's called that? It's called that because, I mean, all of these were just like, you know, supposed to be health drinks, right?
Mm.
Like tonics. And Pepsi was because it was supposed to help with dyspepsia. So that's why it's called that.
So don't diss Pepsi.
Exactly. I don't know if that's necessarily what you'd want. Like, you know, when you think of it now, it's like, oh, I'd like a Pepsi because I'm feeling. No, it doesn't really work.
No.
But they had some good adverts, okay? And what we've got now is a song from Mel Torme.
Wow.
You don't get smoother than that.
No, would smooth out my dyspepsia. And
yeah, exactly. And they've gone for an interesting choice here. This is, again, a situation where it's a song that already existed, but they are they're setting new words to it. But this is a better one. This is like, because obviously they've done the arrangement, they've done a full version of this. And Mel is giving it some, and this swings hard. There's no other way to say it.
Swing hard. Here we go.
Have a listen.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Those who swing, those who rate,
they're this is Whiplash.
The ones who know Pepsi is great. Those who move, those who go. No, the swingers are swinging to Pepsi. Those who rock, those who jet, know that Pepsi is part of their set. It's a bar, yeah, a breeze. Simply call Pepsi, please. Then take a sip and flip. Because it's true. Yeah, the swingers are swinging to Pepsi. The swingers are swinging, cause Pepsi's for swingers love. Pepsi is for swingers. Pepsi is for swingers. Pepsi is for swingers. Pepsi is for swingers.
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes.
They definitely had a bucket of Pepsi each before they started that session.
Yeah, and not Pepsi Max.
I bet on the score it says like crotchet equals 120. They're like, come on, guys, come on.
Yeah.
Let's do it. We can get this done. Amazing.
It's good,
I now
isn't
understand
it?
That sort of those jazz vocals, that sort of laid back style where.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, I'm going to deliver this vocal in my own sweet time.
yeah. You know, I'm just going to float it out over the thing and stuff. Because I have no idea where we are musically. You know, a one, two, three, wait.
Yeah. You'll tell me if I'm really out, right?
Yeah. When I do this and I point at you, start going Pepsi is for swingers, okay? Jem observes, punch bowl full of Pepsi and some car keys.
Yeah, exactly. I tell you what, you don't want, because I'm trying to find out information about that track. Do not type into Google, Pepsi is for swingers, everything's coming up Rosie, because
poor Rosie. poor Rosie.
You don't want to see, or maybe you do, but you shouldn't. But Pepsi is for swingers. It's good news for everyone.
Jem also says, Dan Wotton, in at 10 o'clock, we're going deeply dippy against public health advice with our new medical correspondents, Right Said Fred. my superstar panel. Oh, he's so awful. It's so awful. Don't watch it.
Wow. You have to. You have
like
to.
A year-long
you have
car
to so
crash.
That we, so that we don't. Yeah.
Let me do an impression. Let's do an impression of... why don't you introduce me like I'm a guest?
On GB News?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we've got some great opinions from comedian Jake Yap. Jake, it's great to see you.
Yeah, it's really great to be here. And something I would say about these vaccinations is
have a... wow, guys, every time, every single unfailing time.
Wow, it sounds great. Maybe you can... You need to put together a highlights.
Yeah.
Okay, so now listen, we're going to go on to... Listen, we've had a lovely drink. We've put on some lovely jeans. Mm. We've had a gas
and we've done some
fire.
Swinging by gaslight.
Yeah. What do you need at the end of the day? Well, you need a...
Therapy.
Oh. Cigarette.
Of course.
Number 7, Cigarettes, produced this 7-inch single. In Canada in 1964. And it's kind of like, I mean, this is like, okay, so what are we going to do to advertise cigarettes? It's like, I'm not entirely sure what the angle was here. Let's have a listen and we can see I don't know. Yeah. Let's try and work it out.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Feel dead inside, Rick. Number 7.
That's it. That's, I mean, there is.
Is that really it? You cut it.
I've cut it, but there's just another verse where they go, who cares?
That's seriously? Wow. Stop
it's incredible.
With
yeah.
fags.
May cause cancer. Who cares?
Who cares? Julie says, is that the Barley Mow music from Bod?
Oh, it's quite like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Cigarette version.
Who cares?
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? So I don't quite know what's the aim there? What's the
That must have been sort of public health stuff must have started coming out. By
yeah.
then saying, actually.
Yeah. Do you know what?
Looking at the broken cadavers of these beagles on the floor, we're starting to wonder, maybe that cool, refreshing smoke is not the best thing for a throat.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares? Have fags.
Yeah.
Ricky,
nice.
Watching on YouTube, says, I need this for the voicemail on my work phone. Yeah, that'd be great.
I mean, it's a great piece of music. I love it.
Yeah.
It's Mitch.
It's tight.
Mitch Ayres, the orchestra leader, did work with Perry Como. You would not surprising there.
No.
But music by Bob Hahn there.
Wow. Who cares?
Who cares? So finally, we're going to go to some more. I mean, I have to say, I seem to have chosen mainly big band songs because...
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, because they're good, right? Well,
you have to apologise for that.
But we're heading to 1978 now, though.
Oh,
and
it's a little fresh.
Yeah, it is a little bit. And this is when adverts then sort of get remade and remade, and jingles get redone in different ways. And who do you want to do that? You want this guy, Sammy
Davis Jr.
Sammy Davis Jr. And this is from an album called "The Sound of Sammy."
Right.
Yeah,
I've seen the title. It's fantastic.
And "The Sound of Sammy" in brackets, from the Candyman to "Plop Plop Fizz Fizz."
Deck this... the halls with "Plop Plop Fizz Fizz." That's incredible. That's not me making it up. That's literally what it says on the front of the album.
So this is an album where it's mainly, you know, sort of standards from Sammy, plus yeah. two different versions of the jingle. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Why not?
Including a rock version, but that one's not great.
Yeah.
But I've chosen the big band version because it's like, okay, yeah. now
why not?
Media is eating itself.
Yeah. Can I immediately put out a clarion call for your reworking of songs with "Plop, plop, fizz, fizz" with hashtag "Plop, plop, fizz, fizz"? Because "Deck the Halls with Plop Plop Fizz Fizz" is damn good, but I feel like you could do better. It's at Not Today Pod. Hashtag yes. Plop Plop Fizz Fizz.
Hashtag Plop Plop Fizz Fizz.
Neil says that's Yap Fest sorted. Oh God!
Is that just the slogan for it?
I fear he's going to deck dear. It.
Let's have a listen to Sammy swinging the plop,
swinging
plop, fizz,
his plop
fizz.
Fizz.
Back to some party, dancing all night. Ended up eating pizza by dawn's early light. I can't help it, I love to live. Living like that means something's got to give. I got to get me some Alka-Seltzer. Fast, fast. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Ooh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Ooh, what a relief it is. Alka-Seltzer,
Alka-Seltzer. Yeah. Why not? This is him drinking it. Wow. He went straight from plop to scat.
Wow, it's good though, right?
Jen says you can pretty much hear his soul evaporating as he scats, and also says I'm too sexy for my plop plop fizz fizz. Thank you for that hashtag plop plop fizz fizz. I feel for Sammy Davis Jr. I did not understand him for many years,
yeah.
And it was only when when you showed me that amazing performance in Sweet Charity. The Rhythm of Life, and just
Mad.
A stunning, stunning, stunning performance of a lifetime. But also, I saw a documentary about tap dancing, and people were talking and saying he was, at one point, he was like the last practitioner of proper American tap. And it was only him who kind of kept the thread going kind of right. into the 70s and the 80s and kind of passed that on
right.
to another generation. So
yeah.
I've got so much respect for him. And he was an amazing dancer. Amazing
yeah,
dancer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, he was. Have you seen that clip of him coming in when they're filling for time on Parkinson, and it's Buddy
yeah,
Rich
yeah,
and
yeah,
Roy
yeah.
Castle.
Yeah, Buddy Rich is like tap dancing on...
Well, Buddy
Someone's
Rich is
no,
like
he's
playing he's using his drumsticks on like on a
Parkinson's
on anything.
Head. Parkinson's
yeah.
head. It was yeah, I remember. And it was that kind of bok bok bok, like it was like hollows. I remember that sound, unmistakable. If you played it to me, I'd be like, "That's Michael Parkinson's head."
Yeah, you can get a virtual instrument of it, can't you? You can get a plug-in that does Michael Parkinson's head.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's not,
it's
the,
not
same.
The same.
Neil says, can you hear the plop-plop-fizz-fizz, Fernando?
Oh wow. Oh wow. This is gonna run, isn't it?
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Mm. It's gonna run and run.
Yeah.
No, so
naturally, tart.
So, so that is that's the end of the main podcast.
We've plopped, but we've fizzed.
I've got some. I have got some. If you're thinking, well, what about the English adverts? Well,
what about the English adverts, David?
Yeah. Well, if you become a Patreon and listen to the bonus podcast, we'll hear some classic 60s UK
amazing
adverts.
I can't wait for that.
So yeah,
I just hope the kids have enjoyed this special opportunity to watch this happen live, which is normally reserved just for patrons.
Yes.
As is the bonus podcast. That's up to 5 extra podcasts a month for £5. Plus you then get to watch the watch along on a Friday night where we see some hot slop together. And Neil says, did you know the plop, plop, fizz, fizz preceded the Orinoco flow?
Oh, wow.
Plop, plop, boom, boom, bing, boom, boom, fizz, fizz. Anyway, Davey, thank you so much. It's at Dave Yap on Twitter. Yes. He's also on the YouTube. You should watch his amazing music videos. They're really, really cool. Kettle of Fish, Bristol.
Yes.
Dave Yap is what you should be searching for on the YouTubes.
Yes.
And
Kettle, Dave, Fish,
all
Bristol.
All the business.
Yap.
Yes.
All of that.
And patreon.com/nottodaypod if you fancy supporting the podcast and getting me just that incremental step closer to financial solvency. Imagine. Just imagine that. I should also mention, if you're not up for the monthlies because, you know, you think, I can't really, but you do want to support the podcast in some way, you can PayPal. To nottoday@swanburst.com if you do that sort of thing. It feels very modern to me and slightly swimmy feeling when I send money via PayPal, but people do.
But in this case, they literally are paying their pal because you are their pal.
Hey, that's nice. And I'm also quite PayPal. Davey, we will see you next week. Thank you so much.
That's all right. Thank
you. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.